Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
It's a great challenge, and I'm excited for it. You know, come in here and figure out who that quarterback's going to be and, you know, build the system around those players that we have here.
Yeah, the guy calling the plays got his name called today, Mike McCoy, the Cardinals' new OC, who's certainly not new to running an offense. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly on azcardinals.com. And the fact that he's a former head coach certainly didn't hurt his chances with the new head coach.
I think he's bringing more value to the organization, most importantly to me. You know, he's a sounding board in certain situations. We can sit here and rely and go off his experiences in the past. But the most important thing Mike is talking about is one thing I believe in, is that constant communication.
I have a better perspective for him when it's that third down call and it's, do you run it or do you throw it? And then what might happen if it doesn't work? Because they're all touchdowns or first downs on paper.
All right, now what's not on paper? Well, a quarterback under contract. Currently, the Cardinals don't have one. So what sort of quarterback does the new OC prefer?
One that's going to win a lot of games. That's what it, you know, I think that's one thing you always look at when you evaluate the quarterback position is his win-loss record. Or does he make a team better? There's certain quarterbacks that are great quarterbacks that aren't very good teams. You want a guy who's going to be a leader, a guy who's tough.
And McCoy hasn't just worked with a lot of quarterbacks. He's worked with a lot of different quarterbacks. Jake Delhomme to Kyle Orton, Peyton Manning to Tim Tebow. He's worked with Phillip Rivers in San Diego, obviously, and the young quarterbacks in Denver last season.
There's a number of different ways to win, and that's going to change from week to week. You know, everyone on paper says you want to have balance. Well, we want to win. So there might be a game you got to throw it X number of times. Another game, you just lean on the run the whole time. We're just going to figure out what our team does best and lean on that, and then how do we win week in and week out.
Great vision on how he wants the offense to run. And most importantly, he's open to a system and adapting to the players that he have on the roster.
So the QB question is an unknown until at least March or April, but the big red question that can be answered soon, Larry. Will he or won't he be on the roster for a 15th season? Well, we'll leave you with this anecdote from Mike McCoy.
Larry was one of the guys that I said, hey, listen, I got to reach out to him and just say hello, and I'll continue to do that with other players. Larry's the only one I've talked to so far. It was just great to talk to him. He's excited.